Hello and welcome to this talk about accessibility testing with HTML Validate. My name is David Svenningsson and I'm a full stack developer from Sweden. And I have been developing websites for the past 20 years. Before we move along to the accessibility testing, I'm going to introduce the tool HTML Validate. It is a relatively new tool that can be used to validate and lint HTML. It is completely offline, so no data will ever leave your machine or network. It is fully data-driven and extendable, so you can add lots of plugins or custom codes and extend the metadata. You can run the tool either on a full document, or you can run it on a smaller component or partial. For instance, if we're writing components for a JavaScript framework. For this talk, we're going to focus primarily on validating full documents, because when we have accessibility testing, we must have the full context. It is not enough to just validate a single component. If you're interested in learning more about the tool itself, you can head over to the website and read more about it over there. So, for the purpose of this talk, I have been creating a small demo application that's on purpose written in such a way that it's not very accessible. So we're going to take a further look at that application. Accessibility can be a bit of a broader term, and from my experience, we developers typically focus just on screen readers and the visually impaired. But in reality, we have lots of more groups that we might have to consider. So, for instance, we can have attention disorders, where we have to focus more on the text itself and how the page is structured. We might have lack of mobility, which mean that we often have to like put the buttons and stuff in a certain order so it's easy for those to navigate and use the page. And in some cases, we might even have to consider auditory or speech impairments. And whenever this matters for your application, only you can tell that. But you should still try to think about what is the target group and what kinds of people are trying to use this page. So, as I said, this application has been written on purpose to be a bit inaccessible. And I'm also going to take the easy route here and focus mostly on screen readers, because that's something that is easier to automate with testing. In this demo application, we're going to have a little exercise. We're going to navigate to the search field and try to search for the page called television, and then navigate.